This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, I did find an obituary on findagrave.com for Robert Montgomery, who died at the age of 86 here in Decatur, and died in his home on Montgomery Place. So to your question earlier.
Nice sleuthing, Perry.
He was a member of the Union Army and had a lot of family members. So I'll do a little more work on that, but there you have it. Pastor Matt joins us each and every Friday morning to talk about gtchurch.com. How are you this Friday?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Brian, it's great to hear your voice. I'm doing really good. My goodness, this Sunday at GT Church, you guys, is our first Sunday back in the building since everything got started. And Brian, I have this little bit of, you know, it's a mix of emotions. I guess that's the best way I could describe it, is I'm super excited, but I'm a little bit nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, trepidation is just a part of our life right now and is going to be for a while. I think that people just need to resist some temptations. Good temptations, right? I mean, they're not bad temptations. I read a story of a minister, you know, who brought his flock back, and he told them from the altar, you know, it's okay to go ahead and hug each other. And now the people have gotten, and he said, I shouldn't have done that. You know, it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't from bad intent. It's just, we want this normalcy back so much. We just have to take the baby steps and be careful with each other.
You are exactly right, Brian, and that's what my staff and I, we've been kind of rolling over in our minds, just through social media and different people stopping me at stores and seeing me out and everything from my church family. Brian, I'm like the biggest offender. Like, I'm very tactile. I'm very just like, I don't meet a stranger. I see you, I want to throw my arms around you, or at least throw my hand out there. And, you know, I was training our volunteers, our ushers and our greeters, and like heard these words come out of my mouth, like, so don't extend your hand, don't hug, don't, you know, all these things. And so I'm realizing, like, the greatest part of being a part of a church family is that community, you know. And it's like, sure, the music's great, and you know, that message, I guess, is okay every once in a while, but it's the community coming together and doing life together and being on task and on mission. And so I'm super, super excited. And I just, if you allow me to pontificate just for one second, Brian, in this day and age of who's essential and what's essential, I got to tell you, you don't know what this is like. Sitting here waiting for you guys to bring me on the show, you know, I'm listening to you and Nick talk about what you've done and upcoming events and all those different things. I just want to take a second, and I promise I'll shut my mouth, but just to take a second to just thank you guys. I'm around in different circles, and the positive vibe and the great things that you guys are about in our community, making things known and getting out there and making things happen. Being a pastor in a town like Decatur, that can be so divisive and everybody taking a bite out of this one or that one, it's pretty refreshing. And I hear some great things. People have some great things to say about what you all are doing. And so thanks for being essential, and thanks for the vote of confidence, for putting GT Church out there. And it really means a lot. And so I wanted to thank you guys today, because you mean a lot to our community.
Well, we thank you. Every Friday, you guys, you perk us up a little bit and give us a reason to be hopeful about, you know, because it can be an ugly week, you know. Just, people just politicize everything today. You know, no one can have a conversation about anything. I wish you nothing but the best this weekend. And I feel like having that little bit of trepidation is a good thing, Pastor Matt. That's the little thing in the back of your mind going, let's just be careful. And that's okay. Once again, what time are the services? Can people stream online? All of the details.
They absolutely can stream online, Brian. We understand, you know, I get it. As excited as I am, I understand there are people that just aren't ready, you know. And so starting at 8 a.m. At gtchurch.com, you can still stream the service from your home. It's a service that we've recorded. And then this Sunday, we're just doing one Sunday, or one service this Sunday at 9:30. You can come out to the campus. If you don't have a mask, we'll be handing masks out. We've spaced out the worship center, gone from 700-800 seats down to 300 safely. And I've told my staff and I've instructed the volunteers, joy. I just want everybody to be able to walk into that building and have about an hour of being together where we're not talking about COVID, maybe not worried about COVID, but just getting together in a very wise and smart way and celebrating the great things that we still get to enjoy. So 9:30 on campus this Sunday, and I'll report to you next Friday, Brian, how good it was, and I hope everybody just has a terrific weekend. Looks like the weather's going to participate, and I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, we can't wait to hear. Pastor Matt, be safe and stay blessed. We appreciate you. Always love his energy on a Friday morning. You know what I mean?
Legitimately happy to hear when he calls. He's just a happy guy.
Yeah, well, there are people that walk it, and there are people that talk it, and some do both. And I would put him in that category.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.